Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, yeah, it is. On a Wednesday afternoon, we welcome in to the studio our friend Alex Rich, who hangs with us and is going to do that here in the 4 o'clock hour. Sue is putting a chair together at her house this afternoon, so it's keeping her busy.
It's a love seat.
I'm sorry. Yes. I misgendered the chair, didn't I? I'm sorry about that. We have Fred the Hall of Famer in the studio with us as well.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
And I think Ethan's pulling some music for me, so he'll be in here in just a second. We got Sue's news coming up here in a few minutes. We'll talk about a few other things. I have a sleep quiz for you guys as well. You can sleep. You got weird sleep patterns, Sue, because you have to get up early, and then yeah. I don't even know what's your bed. What is your bedtime? Do you have a standard bedtime?
I try to go no later than 9:40, and that gives me 7 hours.
9:40 is an interesting number. I mean, yeah. It's not 9:35 mm-hmm. or 9:45. Nope. It's 9:40, right?
11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. And it, I don't always hit it. I hit 10 o'clock a lot, and I wish I had more sleep.
Can you fall asleep naturally? Like, you don't have any?
Yes.
Really? Boy, man. To...
Now, some days it takes you longer. I mean, the whole time we were selling the house, I don't think I slept properly, well, and once it was gone, then I'm okay.
Stressful, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll get back in this because I have this little quiz about sleep that was in the New York Times that I thought was kind of interesting. You know, we love our I was asking Alex if he knows this actor's name. We were talking before the segment here that I'm going to go see Soul on Fire, the John O'Leary story, tomorrow. You know, it's interesting. I have a friend that's coming in town, and I'm so glad he's coming back, Sue. My friend Art Karam, I was a roommate of his, and we went to Mizzou together. We also went to Parkway West. He's the one who has the daughter who had cancer,
oh, yeah.
And then
yeah,
she
yeah.
had, you know, all kinds of issues. They're coming back in town for a wedding this weekend, and I was in the middle of my health crisis when they came in July, and we were all supposed to go to a baseball game, and I had to pull out at the last minute. But I bring it up because Art, who, you know, kind of knows a lot about St. Louis, he hasn't lived here in a long time, he saw the ad for Soul on Fire, and he was totally unfamiliar with John O'Leary's story. So, Fred, I just sent that, like, a link to the movie to Scott Jennings, because I don't know if he's doing lighter stuff on his radio show. We air his show, which right now is just an hour every evening from 8 to 9. But, I mean, that's right up Jennings' alley with the Jack Buck connection and everything. So I did suggest that to him. I'm going to put this on Kilmeade's radar as well. But, Alex, you haven't seen it yet either, have you?
I have not. I'm like you. I've been invited a couple times.
I just could never make it. They had some that were out in St. Charles. They didn't really geographically work for me. My friend Jeff Drew, who is my awesome dear friend who lets me play Belle Reve every once in a while, is one of the producers on the film. And what that means is he wrote a check. You can be an executive producer if you put some money into it. And, you know, to release that film right now, you know, leading up to the thought, this is a big release for Soul on Fire. You don't put a movie like that in the middle of October if you don't have high hopes and you don't think it's going to make, you know, a significant amount of money. And it's got one of those stories that will be very appealing to people. I mean, John almost died because he set himself on fire doing stupid things when he was a kid. And then this whole Jack Buck angle, where Jack is given a lot of credit by John O'Leary saving his life. So we'll talk more about that on Friday with John. He'll be with us, I think, at 5:30. But Alexa and I are going to go see the movie tomorrow night. So we love our true crime stuff, right, Sue? Everybody
oh, yeah.
loves true crime. Yeah. I'm watching the Ed Gein story, Monster, the Ed Gein story on Netflix right now. I'm not super into it. They've done a series of these. They did one on Jeffrey Dahmer. Ed Gein, do you guys know
it's
that
too
name?
Much
is, this,
for me.
Is this the one called no. Monster?
They're all called Monster. Yeah, it's the series. It's Ryan Murphy. So they do a series of these, and this one, you know, it's like the anthology series. This one is on Ed Gein. Now, Ed Gein, I knew a lot about Ed Gein because I lived in Milwaukee. He's another Wisconsin serial killer, but a little different. But the reason that his story sticks out is because Psycho is based loosely on Ed Gein. There was a book written about it, and then Hitchcock got interested in the story. So that's kind of the reference that people might know, because he does weird things with dead bodies, and he
gross.
Yeah, well, and see, he was kind of known for where Dahmer, you know, ate his victims. He was a body snatcher who dug up corpses, and he made clothing and household items and stuff like that. So when they searched his home in 1957. He was arrested after the disappearance of a woman named Bernice Worden. So they're searching his home and property in the middle of Wisconsin, and they find Worden's decapitated body and head. And then they find these things, and this sort of is featured in the first couple episodes of this show. They find objects in the apartment, in the home, made from skin. Like
See,
a,
I can't do that.
A
that
waste
is just
basket,
too gross.
Leggings. I like this type of stuff.
There's
also.
A lampshade
oh, no.
that's made
yeah.
from skin.
Come
and,
on.
Yeah. So, but it's interesting. This guy who plays Ed Gein, Charlie Hunnan, I know who he is. Does you guys know his name at all?
No.
I don't think I can
I looked
even,
him up. He's in some big Sons of Anarchy and some other
right.
stuff, right?
He's not a no-name, but I don't know what it is about this portrayal, but I'm not into it. And then he goes on and he's doing some, you know, some media on this. And I guess he's basically saying that, because some people are saying, look, you're sensationalizing these things. He's essentially saying, I never felt on set we did anything gratuitous for shock impact. It was all trying to tell the story as honestly as we could. But then he kind of throws in this reference to say, well, who really are the evil people here? Is it the killer? Is it the movie company that's putting this out? Well, you're acting in it, dude. Or is it the American people for having this fascination with true crime? I mean, we just do. I don't know what else
I'm
you can say about it. Right?
I was going to ask you, Mark, do you have a, you know, I wouldn't say favorite serial killer because that's kind of a gruesome thing, but is there a serial killer that sticks out to you?
No, there is for me, and this is why. Because, look, the Dahmer story I know quite well because I moved to Milwaukee in 1997. It's the aftermath of what happened up there. But Milwaukee really had that stigma for a while because of Dahmer. And I knew the reporters, and they've been on my show even recently because of some books and some movies that have been made that literally broke that story in Milwaukee mm-hmm. for the paper, for the Journal Sentinel. But when I was a kid growing up, John Gacy was the story yep. in Chicago. And he was arrested when he finally got picked up. And he was the guy that was burying kids, you know, in his basement,
the clown,
essentially.
Too, right?
Yeah, and this is what's interesting. I'll tell you that in a second. So he was arrested. And I didn't know this until I watched a recent documentary about a mile and a half from where I lived.
Oh,
in Niles, Illinois.
Wow.
Yeah.
No.
So, and there were, you know, I'm not saying I was in the same neighborhood, but he was trolling some of the same suburbs where I lived. He was also a clown at this event called Chuckwagon Days at Maryville Academy, which is run by the Catholic Archdiocese. And I was, memory serves, I think my dad even challenges me on this, but he was a clown at this event. And I don't know how often he did
what?
It, but I was at, it was this Catholic Charities fundraiser. A lot of the athletes were there.
So like, you basically survived John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I could have been buried in the basement of John Wayne Gacy's yeah. home. I was that close.
Some of us, we, if only we were so lucky.
But I am partial to that story just because it's so, they're all, you know, they're disgusting. And,
yes,
and a lot of things that those stories have in common, and it's not true with the Ed Gein story, but some of these things would never happen in modern times for a variety of reasons. We have cameras everywhere and all that. But with Gacy and with Dahmer in particular, and I think maybe there was another one, the cops didn't really care because mm-hmm. the guys and the dudes that were going missing were gay.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a different time in this country. And, you know, there were sex workers that were also at play on that case on Long Island. So there's similarities to that as well, where the cops were like, you know what, the victim's a sex worker, a prostitute. Maybe we're not that interested. It just happened, unfortunately. And that's why some of those cases probably didn't get solved as quickly as they should have. And now we have technology and all that stuff as well. It's pretty hard to be a serial killer in 2025, but I'm sure they're still out there.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say something real quick.
Yeah.
I like the mystery, right? I like solving the crime, finding out who did it. But watching or talking about a guy who makes a skin lamp, no. I have no interest in that. Well, I think there's a definite line.
This show is not necessarily just about that. It tries to create, you know, the buildup to the character and what he's doing. This one has fallen flat with me. I've watched these monster series, and I like some of the Ryan Murphy stuff, but this one I cannot recommend. And I'm two episodes in. Usually I give it three. I'm not sure I'm going back to it.
I wanted to ask, speaking of solving the crime, did you guys ever have a chance to watch The Unknown Number we were talking about?
I did not. My sister-in-law saw it. Said it just freaked her out.
It's still crazy.
Yeah, Sue, did you get a chance yet?
No, what is it?
It's the Catfish Unknown Number. Every time we bring this up, Sue says, what is that?
I got to stop asking, I'm sorry. Talk about solving a crime. That would have you on the edge of your seat the entire time.
It is must-see TV, especially if you don't know what that case is about. It's better. Don't Google it,
I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you a video, Mark. It's funny because have somebody, when you guys are watching it, have somebody video like your reaction
to that moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a holy blank moment for sure. It's definitely worth watching that. All right, we got Sue's news coming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Oh, I thought we'd come in with a little Jonas Brothers because Alex is wearing his Jonas Brothers shirt because they're at Enterprise Center tonight, right?
Enterprise Center tonight.
Yeah, this is one of the
Jonas
new songs,
Brothers put on a great show.
Excellent show. I saw them out in Las Vegas, and I thought it was good. And you invited me tonight, and I'm thinking about it very strongly. But we have to do this right now.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News, presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
Yes. Well, I wanted to say happy National Hero Day to all of you. National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work / School Day.
I already did that.
Did you?
Yep.
That's sweet. Fred, did you do that?
No.
Uh-huh. Thank you, the normal person. And National Fluffer Nutter Day.
Excuse me?
That is a... Thank you.
There you go, Alex. Sue.
Fluffer Nutter is a sandwich made with marshmallow cream and peanut butter.
Sure it is, Sue. You go with that.
Uh-huh.
Is there an Urban Dictionary to that
exactly.
or something?
I think this is a thing somewhere.
You're talking about a fluffer nut.
No, it's not that, but it's, but I can't remember what part of the country. All right, I could just Google that. Somebody Google.
Sounds
definitely
a fetish of some sort. Yeah.
Don't go to the wrong site, Sue, because.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point. Yeah. I'm not going to do that. But yes,
do it on your phone,
what it
not the computer.
Actually is.
Michael will come home and say, Sue, what were you surfing?
Good Lord. All right, on this day in history. 154 years ago, it's 1871, and the three-day Great Chicago Fire touched off. And, of course, the story is Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over the kerosene lantern. 300 people were killed. 17,000 buildings were destroyed. 99,000 people were left homeless. Fire 154 years ago in Chicago.
But it really wasn't the cow.
I was going to say, I don't think that's true.
It's not true. It was legend, but it's not really the way it started.
Do you know how it started?
I have forgotten, but yeah, I mean,
yes.
No, I'm just being serious. The one thing I know is that the O'Leary thing is not, it's not true.
It's just something that won't let go.
You know, downtown at the Arch, underneath the Arch in the museum, they've got quite a display explaining the great St. Louis fire. And that's always fascinated me, even though I can't, you know.
And when was that?
Oh, it took out like most of the riverfront.
Really?
And all the houses. And it was, you know, jumped from boat to boat to boat. Then
yeah,
up
that
to
was
the riverfront.
Yep.
I don't know when that was, though, exactly.
I can't remember. It was in a History of the Lou. But yeah, it was really devastating. All right.
It says here that it's unknown, but it did start in a barn on DeCoven Street. And they say, this is AI overview, of course, that the legend of the O'Leary cow kicking over a lantern is largely a fabricated story created by Reporters for Story. Other theories include a gambling fight in the barn, a different human accident, or even a comet. So there you go.
A comet?
Yeah. Poor Catherine O'Leary, though, got all the blame in that whole deal.
Yeah, she really did. All right. This one is the one that has music. On this day in history, 38 years ago in 1987, this man got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I was trying to figure out where you were going with that because I knew the song was older than that.
Yep.
This is when Chuck got his star, so that's pretty awesome.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin.
Of course, he has a star in New City as well. Do they
still
hand those things out?
They do.
Are they awarding stars? I know our friend Ridley Pearson, I was there for his ceremony a few years back, but I don't remember hearing about stars being...
The most recent one I remember was because I was there and I sang a song to him. My
for
little
who?
Parody was Andy Cohen.
Oh, yeah. Well, he kind of deserved it.
And that was like... 2 years ago.
Right.
All right. Well,
so
then
fairly
probably,
recent.
Yeah.
You know?
I count that.
We need to campaign for Sue, don't we? Or
Fred,
for maybe.
Fred.
Alex is going to have one before
Alex. Oh, God, no.
Chuck Berry, by the way, was about 60 years old when he got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Oh, and his birthday bash is coming up at St. Louis Symphony at the new Powell Hall. This place is stunning, I've heard. I've not yet been there. But they're going to do a whole tribute to him. And they're going to feature band members from the Rolling Stones, Living Color, and the Pretenders. Wow. It's going to be awesome.
Hey, Sue.
Like, who from the Stone? Like, the Rolling Stones, that's kind of like a well-known
band. Tim Reese, saxophone.
Okay, all right.
Bernard Fowler on vocals.
It's not Keith, right?
No. And yeah. I'm sorry, what were you saying, Fred?
I was going to say, plug your History of the Lou. Didn't you do a big one on him?
I did. Oh, and it's a good one, because not because of me, because of Chuck Berry's son,
Chuck
Charles
Berry Jr.
Berry
yeah.
Jr. He was so good. So if you want to hear that, thanks, Fred, for that.
I walked into his studio at his, this would have been, how old was he 38 years ago?
60.
And that, what year was that?
1987.
Okay, so he would have been 57. I was there 1984. 84 or summer of 83. Summer of 83 at his birthday party out at the farm where he filmed the ladies. And I walked into his studio, and because I always, you remember things like this, it was iconic. Mark, I'm making music. M-O-N-E-Y. And then he played at his birthday party. It was awesome.
That's really neat. Apparently, some of his relatives will also be playing at this Powell Hall.
I think his grandson he's the trombone player in the band that played at my wedding.
Oh, really? That's really
Fat Pocket
cool.
Band.
Look at that.
Yeah. They're awesome.
Really, well, Ingrid, cool. His daughter, is super talented and performed with Chuck for many, many years. And then his son is really cool, too.
Yeah, Charles. He really is. Taylor Swift, of course, denying the rumor that she turned down the Super Bowl halftime show just because it doesn't pay, as Mark guessed. She says she's not interested because she's too locked in on what Travis is doing on the field. Apparently, she was on The Tonight Show this week, and she said that Jay-Z's team will sometimes reach out to her people and ask, just in a general sense, how she'd feel about doing it. But there's never been an official offer or conversation. It's true she's not interested, at least not while he's playing.
And she's white, so she doesn't have a chance.
Well, there is that. But,
right. She'd already been up there. Look, I think that she's making the right decision. It's kind of a conflict now. Whether the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl or not, it's just not cool, and she'll probably do it at one point.
Yeah, she says that she probably will, just as when he's gone, no longer playing.
Jay-Z or Travis? Just kidding.
Travis, when he's no longer playing. Netflix,
which, by the way, will be next year, just so you know.
I would think.
You think, really?
Oh, yeah, this is probably it.
Why? Why would he keep playing?
That's true. You know? I don't know. Netflix is creating a competition series based on the board game Clue. Alex, have you ever played Clue?
Something with a club.
Colonel Mustard. That's in what I'm talking about.
Yeah, in the dining room with the candlestick.
That was always a fun game.
Yeah,
I loved it. Okay, well, not much else is known except players will go through physical and mental challenges to earn clues. The classic characters will be there, so you could be Colonel Mustard, Professor Plum, Miss Scarlet, but it's not clear how. And there are also going to be red herrings to confuse people. And NBC has a new game show based on the popular Wordle, Fred.
Wow,
it's a Wordle
really?
Game show. It's a matter of time.
Wow.
I'm surprised they hadn't done that until now.
How do we get Fred on it?
I don't know, but I want to play too. Jimmy Fallon is an executive producer. Savannah Guthrie is set to host.
And I like
if
that.
You've never played
if it would,
Wordle.
If it would look kind of like Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, that's kind of how I see it in my head.
Are you still pretty big into the Wordle every day?
I love the Wordle. Fred?
I don't do it every day, but I do it.
You do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Annie's got a group chat with all the teachers at her school, and they do it every single day.
Far too much thinking for me in the morning. I don't get going on that until about 2:58.
It's not that difficult. And if you, well, sometimes a word will get you. Today's got me for a while. If you've never played it, you basically get 6 tries to guess a 5-letter word.
There you go.
That's all
it is. I never get it. I know my limitations. Fact of the day here. Running out of time.
Okay, finally. The word dilemma, this is a random fact, originally meant a choice between two tough options. 3 options was a trilemma. 4 options was a quadrilemma, and so on. That is the origin of
dilemma. We got infinite
dilemmas
on this show.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. And that's it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, we don't use all those, do we?
No.
Jonas Brothers in St. Louis, Enterprise Center tonight. By the way, great warm-up act in All American Rejects. I love them, too. We're coming back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
So here at Odyssey St. Louis, Sue and Alex and Fred, as you know, I mentioned Fred here.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
We often honor our best in the building, right? We used to have like rock star parking where someone would get a parking spot for a month. I don't think we do that anymore, but we do these champions dinners. Sue, have you been at one of these things yet?
Yes, I did one.
I think I was invited to one, but I couldn't make it. But Fred, deservedly so, was at one of those last night at a pretty cool restaurant in Webster, right?
Yeah, Alex.
Madrina.
Madrina. Great Madrina. Italian restaurant.
Sue, have you been there?
Is that the old CJ Muggs?
It is the old CJ Muggs.
Then, yeah, that's where my champions dinner was as well. It was delicious.
So the company's picking up the tab here, right? And Fred says to me during the break, well, I didn't want to order
I
like
said it
the
to
most,
you during the break,
but I'm exposing
I didn't want to talk about it.
Well, I do want to talk about it. I don't care.
I mean, it is embarrassing.
You said you didn't want to hit the company up for like the biggest stake. Why in the world would you not?
I'm the same way, Fred.
Oh, come on.
I always feel bad, so I try for something low or in the middle.
Alex probably worked out the trade for
I
that
did
deal.
Work the trade
yeah,
out
you
for it,
did.
You know, and I always get the steak when I go there. I do.
What did you have, Fred?
I had a bolognese.
Okay, well, that's good.
It was great.
Yeah,
that sounds
really
good.
Oh, but you said our boss, Steve Moore, who is like in charge of everything here, he hit the company up big time,
well,
didn't he?
Well, no, I don't think he got what he ordered because he wouldn't have ordered this one. It was just so huge. It's like one of those tomahawks. It was like bigger than the plate.
Oh, really?
It was comic.
It's one of those ones.
What he ordered?
No, I think they were, I think he got something else. It wasn't a mistake. I think they were out of. I think everybody was ordering the same stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those things that it's like definitely not to eat by yourself.
Right.
Ooh, well, you could have taken that bone home to the dog. I mean, that's
he was going to do that.
Yeah, that's a way to go.
Yeah.
I always get nervous about
that.
Are
we sure he was taking it home for the dog? Does Steve even have a dog?
He's got a dog, but he's got like a little dog like Fred, doesn't he?
Yeah.
The stick bone would be bigger than the dog.
Yes, it would.
I know he says he has to have like stairs to get it up onto the bed, so I think it is a
That's a tiny dog.
It's a big bed.
Knowing Steve.
Now I'm just thinking about the steps next to Steve's bed.
Knowing Steve like I
you
do.
Think Steve ever uses them?
That's what I'm saying. He keeps that dog in his man purse. I
bet Steve uses those stairs for sure. Every once in a while, he'll see if he still, you know, climbs up those.
Ethan Hanford in here with us as well this afternoon. I have a little quiz.
I wasn't the only one honored, though. I mean, it was like
It was you and who
Tom
else?
Tom Ackerman. Kevin Wheeler.
I think Tom Ackerman's been at every single one this whole year.
Probably.
I think, honestly, I was invited to the last one, but it was when, first of all, I don't go to these things because I don't really like them, and then people don't like me, so it kind of works out. And then I wasn't feeling well for the last one, but I'd rather give my spot to someone like you or Ethan, for sure.
I think I get it so often because I work with you.
Yeah, because
it's like a mercy vote.
It is,
honestly.
Exactly. No,
you
that's
know,
it.
You know how you donate those like Odyssey points to people through the system here.
Yes.
I've given Fred some before.
Just for working with me.
Swear to you. That was the explanation. It was like putting up with Mark Reardon.
It is a skill set
for
that
40 years.
Some people don't have, and Fred has managed to excel in that for almost Good Lord, Fred, it's almost been 20 years, which is hard for me to believe.
Now.
Okay, let me ask a question here. I started this a little earlier, and Sue, you get up very early in the morning. Fred gets up not quite as early, but he's walking Luna. You get up at what, 6?
6. 6:15? Yeah.
Ethan, what time do you wake up in the morning?
Not that early.
No, me neither.
But no, I get up at probably like 9:30.
Well, you're 25-year-old guy. You stay up late probably gaming and stuff like that.
I don't game. I'm constantly doing like broadcast work or something. I'm more productive in the evening, so I usually go to bed between 1 and 2 o'clock.
Okay. I'm going to follow up on that in a second. Alex, sleep schedule.
I would say I'm usually up around 8.
What time do you go to bed?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I would say 11 or 12.
Okay, right around then. New York Times has this sleep quiz here, and what they say is for an activity that most of us spend about a third of our lives doing, there's a lot that scientists don't understand about sleep, which I find interesting in and of itself, including why we evolved to do it in the first place. But the experts do know that we would not survive without it, and not getting enough can ravage our health in a variety of ways. And one of the things that, candidly, I was dealing with the mental health crisis, in particular in May, is May and June, I wasn't sleeping at all. I mean, I'd wake up, and this was with sleep medicine, right? So it was really, really an issue. But they start with some questions here. We'll see. This is the group can get involved here. It's finally time to slip into bed and close your eyes. How long does it take most healthy adults to fall asleep? Is it 5 to 10 minutes? Is it 10 to 20 minutes? Is it 20 to 30 minutes? Is it 30 to 60 minutes? I think I would say 10 to 20 minutes.
I would say the 5 to 10.
You say 5 to 10?
Yeah.
Alex?
Like when you close your eyes and you're actually committing to going to sleep?
Yeah.
I'm with Mark, probably 10 to 20.
10 to 20?
I'm 5 to 10.
5 to 10? But I'm not asking you what you are. Oh. I'm asking you what the majority of Americans.
Yeah, okay. I would probably say 10 to 20.
Okay. Sue, you already said 5
to 10. Yeah, 5 to 10.
All right, here we go. I'm going to say 10 to 20 because one of us has to answer it and see, and then they'll tell us the right answer. That is correct. Most healthy adults take anywhere between 10 and 20 minutes to fall asleep. If you're falling asleep much more quickly, it could be a sign that you're not sleeping well or for long enough, Fred. If you consistently need more time to fall asleep, that could be a symptom of a sleep disorder like insomnia. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, thanks for helping us there. Insomnia is... really? Thanks, New York Times.
Wow.
Second of 12 questions. Insomnia is the most common sleep disorder. What is the second? Narcolepsy, restless leg syndrome, sleep apnea, nightmare disorder.
It's sleep apnea.
I'm going to say
that. Yeah.
Anybody say anything
Ethan?
Else?
No. My wife would say restless leg syndrome because... she says that I kick her sometimes in my
sleep. I feel like my legs do get restless.
All right, I'm going to go with sleep apnea. And again, correct answer. Tens of millions of people in the U.S. are estimated to struggle with obstructive sleep apnea, a condition that occurs when the throat muscles relax while sleeping, causing the airway to narrow or close. This cuts off oxygen flow and causes people to snore and wake up gasping for air when your partner puts a pillow over your head to keep you from stop snoring. No, that wasn't in there. Question number three. After a few hours of tossing and turning, you consider taking a Benadryl to help you sleep. Which of the following is not a potential side effect of that drug? Cognitive issues. Remember, this is which is not. Weight loss. Constipation. Abnormally fast heartbeat. I would say cognitive issues. Right?
Which is not?
Yeah, which is not.
A
well,
symptom.
No, I guess if you're drowsy.
I'm going to say weight loss.
Weight loss, that's probably right.
I'm going to say constipation.
No, I'm pretty sure it stops you up.
All right, I'll go with weight loss. That is correct. It is weight loss.
I'm well, 3 for 3 right now. I must be a great.
Off. I like how you say
it's
that.
Like
it stops you up.
It stops you up.
While it's probably not harmful to take an occasional Benadryl to help you sleep, doctors say you should not do it regularly, and then they go on with it.
Otherwise, you're
going to
have some
blah.
Issues, some serious issues.
You're going to drink a lot of coffee.
True or false? Sealing your lips shut with mouth tape is a safe and effective way to improve your sleep. What?
They say, they say it is.
World?
This
Why?
Is a thing now. I'm going to say yes, even though I think it's dumb.
Okay. What's it supposed to do?
Keep your mouth shut. Well, that's what causes sleep apnea.
Like mouth breathing.
Oh. Mouth breathing's
like
no good at night.
I'm going to also say yes. Lars Newbar does this. I listened to it on a podcast where he talked about it.
Really?
He said it really helps him.
Okay, well, I'm going to say true. Nope, it is not true. Some say placing surgical tape over the lips, Lars Newbar, can improve sleep by forcing nasal breathing, which encourages deeper, fuller breaths and reduces snoring. But there is no evidence that the strategy works, and some doctors say it might even impair breathing, especially if you're congested. Yeah, I can see the police case on this one. I was just trying to get her to sleep better. And I actually put the duct tape over her nose, too.
Yeah.
Question number 5. Which of the following is true about melatonin? select all that apply. Your body produces it naturally. Most sleep doctors recommend melatonin supplements as a natural remedy for insomnia. Melatonin supplements can be an effective way to beat jet lag. Research has proved it is safe to take melatonin supplements every night. You can get just as much melatonin from a serving of turkey as you would from a supplement. Which of the following is true?
I bet it's a trick question. I'm going to answer all of them. Yep.
Yeah. I agree with you.
I'm going to say all of them here, and then I'm going to submit. Nope. They
turkey.
Say,
don't tell me it's
maybe
the
not the jet lag.
There's only two that are true.
A and C.
Your please body produces turkey. It naturally. Fred was right. A and C. Sleep doctors do not recommend that. Research has not proved it safe, and you can't get as much melatonin from a serving of turkey as
you would
from a supplement.
I take melatonin every night.
Tryptophan.
Some people
turkeys,
think it works.
Turkeys that tryptophan. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Tryptophan.
Yeah, tryptophan.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But eating turkey before bed every night would... would also stop you up a little bit.
It's going to make you. Yes, it would. It would.
What is the segment?
All right, hang on here. We're not done.
It's
true or false?
Just a lens into his life.
True or false? Blocking blue light from screens by wearing blue light filtering glasses will help you sleep. True or false?
I'm going to say true. True.
I'm also going to say true. Yeah.
It is not. It is false. Look at that. Scientists aren't sure if blue light from screens harms sleep, and even if it does, there's very little evidence that most blue light glasses block a meaningful amount of the light. Question number 7. Which of the following play a role in obstructive sleep apnea? Select all that apply. Your age, your eye color, alcohol use, your sex, hormonal imbalances. I would say your age.
Alcohol use.
Your sex.
No, I don't think it has to do with this.
How about hormonal imbalances?
Sex. Maybe hormonal imbalance.
Right, I'm going to submit here.
No one thinks eye color.
Oh, my gosh.
We got them right.
It's everything except for eye color. Let's see if I do eye color here. Yeah,
I think we got them right.
When you age and gain weight, fatty tissues in your neck and tongue can build up and narrow your airway. Drinking alcohol can cause the muscles in your throat to relax so that they close while you sleep. Men are more likely to develop sleep apnea than women, as are people with certain hormonal imbalances like those stemming from an underactive thyroid or insulin resistance. Eye color, however, not known to be linked with sleep apnea.
You know, I was working out a lot in college when I was playing baseball, and after college I lost a lot of weight in my neck and I stopped snoring. So it does have to do with like
that's
the sleep apnea.
Yeah,
for sure.
Which eye color we think it would have been?
Hazel, probably. All right, you've hit a mid-afternoon slump. Hopefully not listening to the show. And you could use a nap. What is the ideal amount of time to sleep? 5 to 15 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes, 30 to 60 minutes, 90 minutes? There is no ideal time. Your body will let you know. I'd say 20 to 30 minutes.
20 to 30.
Yeah, that's what they say. Mm-hmm.
That is correct. 20 to 30. A little cat nap. I like those. Okay. You recently saw a social media post about a short sleeper who only needs 4 to 6 hours per night.
Donald Trump.
Is it really possible for some people to survive on that little sleep? Yes, some people are naturally short sleepers and function just fine. No, this is a myth. Everyone needs more than 6 hours of sleep. I'm going to say yes. What do you guys say?
I agree with you.
Okay.
I'm intrigued by this one. Right. I can't
it
wait
is yes.
to know the
it
answer.
It is yes. Yes. Scientists have linked several genetic mutations to short sleeper syndrome, a condition where people need less sleep than the average person to function. But it's extremely rare. Question 10. What is the ideal sleeping temperature for most people? 59 to 64 degrees Fahrenheit, 65 to 68, 69 to 73. There is no such thing as an ideal sleeping temperature.
65 to 68.
Yep, that's what I'm with Ethan.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'd go the one above that.
You'd say 69 to 73?
That's hot.
Okay, I'm going to say 65 to 68. That is correct. Yes. Sleeping in a room that is too hot or too cold can sink your sleep. Generally, that sweet spot is somewhere between 65 and 68. A room this temperature might feel chilly during the day, ladies and gentlemen, but at night, it is optimal since your body temp naturally drops while sleeping.
I'm a really great sleeper based on these questions.
All right, we have two more. How does your sleep typically change as you age? Select all that apply. You sleep less. You sleep more. You wake up more frequently through the night. Duh. You sleep more than usual. I would say you sleep less and you wake up more frequently.
Yeah, I agree with that answer.
Okay, let's see here. Submit. Those are two correct. We're doing pretty well here. I'm doing
Alex, have you gotten one wrong yet?
I've gotten one wrong.
Okay.
I think.
Final question.
But it was like a partial thing.
Okay. All right.
Which of the following is a potential consequence of poor sleep? High blood pressure, weight gain, depression, dental problems like tooth decay, all of the above. I think this one's obvious.
All of the above.
It's all of the above. That's right. Insufficient or poor quality sleep can take its toll over time, affecting your brain, metabolism, heart health, and more. And if you got an 8.5 out of 12, which, by the way, I think we all did.
Well, you were answering the actual questions on the iPad there.
Right, but I was
I think I did a little bit better.
Okay, fine. That's fine. Good
just,
gosh.
I'm just letting you know.
You two are ridiculous.
Alex, well-refreshed.
There, here it is. Alex won the round. There you go. Our friend Dwayne Patterson from HotAir.com. He does the Dwayne's World podcast. Going to join us after the top of the hour. Chris Kerber at 5:30. The Blues open up the season tomorrow against the Minnesota Wild. So on the topic of sports, you know, Bill Belichick made a lot of news in the offseason. He took over the football program at North Carolina, the Tar Heels. Ethan, safe to say that Mr. Belichick has not had as much success as he's had in the NFL, right?
It has been absolutely abysmal. I mean, they have been terrible. And honestly, I would be embarrassed to be affiliated with that program right now. They've won two games. Those two schools they defeated were
high school
Charlotte
teams.
And yeah. Richmond.
So, you know, TJ Mo was on here a couple months ago when some of this was happening. Remember with the CBS interview that went bad with the girlfriend and saying, look, the dude is ruining his legacy, right?
Right.
So two things have happened this week. One, this is too bad because I'm guessing it was North Carolina that made the decision because you'd think Hulu would still be all on board. Hulu was making a reality show of him coaching at North Carolina. And North Carolina put the kibosh on that this week. They said, nope, no more reality show. And again, it had to be the university because are you kidding me? This is like the train wreck that we all want to see. And I'm sure that Hulu was like, yeah, we're all in still. But now it looks like he might be out at North Carolina sooner rather than later. Now, there's a little nuance here. It's not necessarily because they suck as a team, but they are reporting, 247 Sports, Andrew Jones reporting that a potential exit strategy discussion took place because of recruiting violations. So it's not necessarily just because they suck, and they might finish with a worse record than they did under Mack Brown, who was fired last year. But on October 7th, cornerbacks coach Armin Hawkins was suspended. He is alleged to have offered extra benefits to a player's family members, which is an NCAA rule violation. Per Jones is reporting, that transgression is allegedly one of many other violations that have occurred, many on the recruiting front. Look, this is different. You know, even in the age of NIL, it's very different to recruit a college kid than it is to sign someone and draft them and get them ready for the NFL. They say that there is upheaval in Belichick's ranks, citing interviews with players' families and unnamed sources. And then the other thing is that the coaching staff has face questions about its experience level and nepotism, because I guess he hired his son, Steven Bryan. Mm-hmm. He also appointed Matt Lombardi as the quarterback coach. That is the son of the GM, Michael Lombardi. So yeah, his record is 2-3 right now. Charlotte and Richmond were the winners. The losses were TCU, Central Florida, and Clemson.
None of them close.
No, by a combined 83 points. So there's no way that he makes it past this year.
And
right?
And here's the part that makes it even worse is because he's Bill Belichick, because there was so much attention around it, similar to Deion Sanders when he came in, except that one that situation hasn't gone nearly as bad as Belichick's has. All of these have been on national television. All of them have had a bunch of attention around them, and they have all fallen flat on their face. None of these games have been close, and you have sucked the life out of this program for a school that should have a successful football team.
My question is why? Why ever take that job?
Zero reason.
Why? What are
zero
you doing?
Zero reason.
What, Alex, honestly.
No, that is the reason. That's the question. I don't get it either. And he has ruined his legacy.
There can't be an amount of money that he needed.
He's making $10 million a year.
You're arguably go out as what? Maybe the best football coach of all time?
One of.
The NFL, certainly. Yeah.
Then you also hear prove all the people that said it was, you know, Tom Brady pulling the weight the whole time.
It's a disaster.
Terrible.
I certainly wish Hulu was still doing the show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.